Oh, bring your rodeo back up. You keep forgetting.
Oh, mercy, what? You said, oh, mercy, what do you mean?
You got more than 12 dB upward, even when I take the beam away from you. Looks like about 13. Let me take the shunt back off. Let me put it back on. Give me another dead one for about a 3. Okay, come on back with the count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Mercy, you got 15 dB upward. I tell you, that tube is loading up good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the audio's better now that I took the beam away.
I don't think anyone wants to hear about
it. I hope not either. I'm just swinging a beam around here and there. Watch your meter, maybe I'll start drifting down on a sharp downward or a sharp downswing, you know. Calibrate this thing. Therefore, I'm gonna do the. Oh, I gotta wrap my presents, gotta remember that. Listen. I forgot. Gotta give you the 7 code. And I also got to tell you some other things there. And I'm swinging a beam again from south. Now it's at east, which is 90 degrees. Now it's 60 degrees. That's that probably the 60 degree mark is where it went down, or maybe the east side. Now it's coming towards you. Now it's right on you. Now it's going away from you. It's going toward northwest. Now it's going to the west side. West right now, 270 degrees. Now it's southwest, 225. And it's going down to south again.
It's really fantastic to watch this needle as you're saying it. You can almost see the rotation of the beam as it's going out. Because, you know, like on the last part, when you said west, it went way down. Went down just a half past 9, and southwest it came up to almost 10, and when he was right on you before, he was up to, about a 12 you were up to.
Yeah, 4. See, that's what I mean. The tube is loading up better to your aerial. It's getting used to it. And because of that, you'll be receiving better, too. I got it 255 degrees, which is almost west. All right, I'll just swing in another 20 degrees here. All right, now it's west. What am I hitting you with?
Mercy, 8.5.
8.5?
That's a 4, yeah.
All right, I'll swing in a couple more degrees. Right there. Did I go down any?
Maybe. You went up 9.75.
All right, let me bring it back down again. Right about there, I should be low.
That's 9.
9? All right, let me bring it over a little bit more. Right there, how's that?
9.5.
Well, I tell you what you have to do. You have to watch your meter because it happens kind of fast because, you know, you got to be really exact to get the rejection spot where there's total rejection, you know. But I can't just take it this way and that way, you know. I'll turn it a little bit more. All right, I just stopped it. It might have happened in between it, but I'm not sure what happened.
Well, I went up a little bit to 9.75.
9.75, all right, let me turn a little bit more. What happened that time?
Nothing, no change.
All right, how about now? Now the beam stopped.
Went up just a little bit past 9.75.
Mercy, all right, just turn it back over. Look, I'll try the other side of the beam where the rejection is. Probably be east. Now I'm probably getting down to about 8.5 and coming up to a 9.5 and then a 10 or whatever. I'll tell you when the beam's right on you. Then you take a good look at the meter and tell me what it says here. It's on your right now. It's on your right now. Now it's coming away from you. Maybe it's a 12 or 13 by now. Alright, and I left it. I'm going to leave it right now at 60 degrees, which is northeast.
Yeah, when you leave it like that, you hit me with a 9, and when you said it was right on you, you were a good solid 12. And it was 12 for quite a while, you know, for a good sweep of the beam, it was 12, you know, it didn't move.
Yeah, time for it. So what am I doing now?
Right now, let's see. Coming back for a second.
8 1/4?
That's a 4.
Alright, let me bring it just 5 degrees. Alright, what happened that time?
8 3/4.
Oh, it went up then, huh?
That's a 4. It doesn't go down any lower. It doesn't go down past 8.
Oh, well, I'm trying to. I just turned another 5. I probably went up again, huh?
Yeah, you're getting over to 9 now.
Alright, let me get this as low as I can. How's that right there? I swing it back 15 degrees, yeah.
That's 8 3/4 again.
8 3/4. Alright, let me try another 5. Alright, how's that?
We're up to 9.
I've gotten thicker. I just can't get any lower than there. Alright, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to swing it all the way back to south again. It's going now. It's on east. 105, 110, 115, 120, 125, 135, 150. 165, all the way south, and the beam has stopped.
Yeah, 9 2/4 on that.
Yeah, that was the lowest one, huh?
9 3/4.
That was the lowest one?
No, 8 4 was the lowest.
Oh, 48, yeah. 4. Okay, we're gonna swing this back again. Take another check about now, starting now. See if we can get the lowest spot you can there. Maybe it just passed. I can bring it down lower, just put the dummy load on and I can get down really low. Now I got the beam right on you. About a 12 looks like.
Yeah, that's a 4. Good job, bro.
Yeah, you're overdriving now. I'm gonna take this beam away. I'm gonna swing it down K2's angle. Yeah, that's what I'll do.